Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and we welcome our good friend Sean Stone. He is our cultural correspondent, goes out, tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. Normally, our friend Carl Blackwood would be here as well. He manages the Linda. He is under the weather, unable to make it today, but I encourage you to go to thelinda.org and find out all the cool things going on there this week. So normally he would be with us, but... Not feeling up to it. So
yeah, I was walking by the front of the Linda this morning on my way here, and it's just a wonderful variety of posters of interesting people coming to town.
A lot going on
over there.
The Linda.org for more information. But you made it in, so good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
So you saw I Feel Pretty. This is the Amy Schumer movie. What'd you think?
It was strangely sentimental and old-fashioned, which is not words you associate with Amy Schumer. I mean, the premise is basically she gets knocked on the head and thinks she looks like a supermodel.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, oh, like Fred Flintstone gets hit on the head and thinks he's an Italian race car driver. I mean, this is
I love that episode.
This is an old kind of, you know, setup for a movie. She pulls it off. It's very funny, and you know, it gives her a chance to do everything that she does very well. She's very funny in awkward situations. She knows how to fall on the ground. She's mm-hmm. very good at that.
Good physical comedian.
Plays drunk well, and has a weird sort of sincerity that sort of cuts through it, you know.
And very funny.
It's a strange movie. Michelle Williams plays like the head of a fashion house, and she has the most hilariously ditzy tone of voice. I mean, you could tell she got the old method thing going, and she really worked on it. And it was nice to see Lauren Hutton in the movie.
Yeah, I like Lauren Hutton.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So it's I Feel Pretty. It's out, and
yeah,
can enjoy that. Now, stuff upcoming beginning tonight at Palace Theater.
The opening music, Government Mule, Southern rock sort of jam band. They're at the Palace tonight at 7:30. They started as an offshoot of the Allman Brothers. They have now outlasted the Allman Brothers, and they started out as a trio. Now they're a quartet, and I'm sure it will be a fine time down at the Palace. It's a good place to hear loud rock and roll.
There you go.
And then tonight at the New York State Writers Institute at 7 o'clock at Page Hall, that's UAlbany downtown, the Creative Life series, Patti LuPone. I imagine you're kind of excited for this.
I am excited. I'm going to be interviewing Patti LuPone tonight, and it's going to be on the stage at Page Hall. And it's very fun. I mean, that's going to be very cool.
And you know, it'll be packed right up to the balcony.
I hope so.
I think it will.
And she has a new album out. She's got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking to her about her creative life.
Right.
About what she has done and this in the series. And it should be. We had her on for a preview. I guess it was what's today? Wednesday, Thursday. So I think Tuesday we had that on, and that was great. She's lovely, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to her. As I said to her at that time, I thought if this is any indication of how it's going to go, it should be a lovely evening.
Yes, and then tomorrow night, she's going to be on the main stage at Proctor's at 8 o'clock with her show "Don't Monkey with Broadway."
Yeah, that's a good point, Sean. Tonight, she won't be singing. Tomorrow she'll be singing.
Exactly. Tonight the talking.
Right. Tonight talking about the singing.
Exactly.
Tomorrow talking and singing.
Exactly.
Yes. At Proctor's, and it's proctors.org.
Yes. And then Friday night at the Low Beat right across the street here in Albany, it's a Japanese pop punk band called the Molise. Their name is the lease part comes from the police. The Mo part, from what I read, is either Morrissey or Jim Morrison.
Oh, so we're looking at the police being the band.
Yes.
And then Morrissey being the artist.
Yes. You know, it's sort of a tribute to
Molise.
Exactly. It's
Got
sort of
it.
A tribute to classic pop.
I like when they can also be little fun games to play.
I know.
That's cool.
I know.
It's cool.
It's like a puzzle. Mm. And then tomorrow night at the MPAC Concert Hall in Troy, David Lang's Darker, which will be performed by the Ensemble Signal. There will be visual projections by Suzanne Boccanegra. This is at 7:30 p.m. in that glorious concert hall, and they're going to be guests.
David Lang will be our guest on the program tomorrow to preview and tell us what will be happening tomorrow night at 7:30. So it should be David Lang is always a great guest, and we look forward to having him back and hearing about this new project called Darker.
Yes. And then tomorrow night at the Egg in Albany at 8 o'clock, Carry On, My Wayward Son. It's the classic American progressive hard rock band, Kansas. The only band that did weird things with a violin that didn't sound like a fiddle.
Yeah.
There's actually like three original members.
Okay. Out of?
Like six.
All right. Half.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
For a, you know, for a 40-year-old band. That's not bad.
And they're going to be at the Egg,
they're
which seems
like
Egg. A nice venue
yeah.
for them for Kansas. Sure.
Yeah. I actually, when I was in high school with these two brothers who were cousins to Carrie Livgren of Kansas, who wrote Dust in the Wind, and they really liked to talk about that.
I bet they did.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Carrie's not with the band anymore, so.
Stop talking about
it. That's the way it goes. Saturday at the Capitol Theater in Rome, they're showing King Kong. That's 2:30 and 7 p.m. That's the 1933 version with all that gloriously strange acting.
I remember as a child being transfixed and horrified by that movie.
Yeah, and I always remember the Thanksgiving Day showings on WOR New York, where they would show King Kong, Son of Kong, and then Mighty Joe Young, you know, while my mother was cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and she'd say, "Why are you watching this?"
Sort of, it's the best of the holidays, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes. Days gone by.
King Kong. I don't believe, however, I don't think I've ever seen it on a big screen. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I have either, unfortunately. Saturday night at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass at 8 o'clock. It's Ifrat Ashiri Dance. Odeon is the name of the piece. It's a work in progress. It's going to be in the Club B10 venue, so it's going to be kind of an intimate performance.
All right.
And that should be great. And then we have Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy. The Empire State Youth Orchestra are hosting or having a Adler and Bernstein birthday bash. And apparently they're going to be guests, too.
Yeah, they're going to be on they're our next guests. Well, we have this, and then we have the Congressional Corner, and we're going to have news. And then they'll be our guests.
How about that?
There you go.
I must have been psychic this week.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. We both have our fingers on the pulse of
exactly.
what's happening in this community.
Exactly. Yes. Also, Sunday at 3 o'clock over in the Berkshires at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. It's Close Encounters with Music, Grand Piano Trios, music of Mendelssohn and Smetana, featuring violinist Suvin Kim. And then we have not that many new movies this week, because one of the new movies is Avengers Infinity War.
Now, the word infinity. is this going to end, or is this just going to keep going to infinity?
I think some of the characters are ending. Right. I think it's a contractual thing. I think the Guardians people are still going to be around, and the Black Panther people are still going to be around, and maybe even Thor. I'm not sure, but it's going to be bye-bye to, I think, Captain America.
People that I love, people that I care for, people that I live with are so excited by this. I personally couldn't care less, but I find them to be just loud and all the same. But I know there are people who are so, like, they're just pumped. They're taking work off. They're doing all kinds of things. They're changing their schedules. They can't wait to see it. And I'm happy for them that they're happy.
I mostly enjoyed how on social media when Marvel was really pushing it, this is the greatest crossover event in history. And then people were just coming up with these ridiculous memes of, like, you know, like at a crossover episode with Different Strokes and the Facts of Life, or Green Acres and Petticoat Junction, and
but because of the actors involved in it, it does
right.
it does come off like a mad world, doesn't it?
Yes,
it
does.
By the...
And I have to say, the other infinite thing about it seems to be the marketing, the tie-ins with various cars and food products.
My cereal. Last night when I poured cereal, boom, there it was.
Did the plastic Iron Man come tumbling out into your bowl?
I don't think they put anything in anymore because people were eating them and dying. But it was, it seemed fine. But again, that's when I saw the word infinity, and I thought, well, that's what this feels like.
There you go. So that's opening everywhere on 10 billion screens tomorrow. Final Portrait. This is a movie about an artist who asks a friend of his to pose for a portrait. It's Joffrey Rush is the artist. Armie Hammer is the going to pose for the portrait. He's a businessman, so he sits there in a suit, and he thinks it's going to take a day. And it's a week, and then it's 2 weeks, and then it's 3 weeks. It's like, no, you can't leave until the portrait is done. And Armie Hammer's character is like, what am I doing here? And Joffrey Rush's character is sort of crazy.
And then is it just the two of them talking the whole? Is this like
the artist's whole
world,
you know? And this is like his last. He's an old man. This is like his last work. And the trailer looked really interesting.
Final Portrait is the name of that film.
Yes,
if you want something perhaps a little quieter?
A little quieter, exactly.
Than Avengers: Infinity War, that would be where to go. Sean Stone is a guest on our program each and every Thursday. We love when he's here. You can see his entire list of suggestions by going to wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.